Okay, guys, man, I'm so excited to be here with you today to have Kelwyn and Angie joining us for this week's Conversations. This series, it's been so fun. I think this is week three that we are in this conversation series where we just invite people, ask you questions about your life, even personal questions to share with the ones tuning in, the ones that are watching. And I really believe that people are going to be blessed this week because you guys are an awesome, awesome couple around here.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Man, we're so excited. We were thinking about having you guys on this week, about how great this week is going to be. So those of that may not know you guys serve on our dream team. You're some of our awesome team members here. And maybe why don't you share what department that you serve here at IC Maidan?
So I used to serve in Bowling Brief, and now I'm helping Angie in the kids check-in.
Yeah, I'm leading the kids check-in department. We are in the same ministry then.
It's so awesome. That's like the protectors of our kids department.
Yeah.
Such an important ministry and an important department. I know I love, Kelwyn was part of the Bowling Brief, and Gabe, our son, just started like going into Bowling Brief, and man, such a blessing. You guys are both such a blessing to our church.
Thank you.
Okay, I wanted to start. I thought it would be something fun if we started with a game, like for people to get to know you. And so we have this game. It's called 5-Second Rule. You might remember it from our Christmas party. Didn't we? I think we played it at our Christmas party, our dream team party. I remember we played it at maybe a Heart and Soul night. Yep. But anyways, this game is this actually is 5 seconds until the beads hit the bottom.
Okay.
And so it's called the 5-Second Rule game. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you have 5 seconds to answer the question.
All right.
Okay, you ready? Okay, I'll start with Angie. Okay, so I'll ask you the question, then I'll flip it. So, okay, Angie, tell me three of your favorite foods.
Kue piao, mi, and pizza.
Kue piao, mi, pizza. Great!
Is kue piao mi?
It's different.
It would be in that family, but it's okay. All right, we're just warming up, so this is good. Okay, Kelwyn, name me three of your favorite movies.
The Avengers, A Beautiful Mind, Rocky.
Ooh, Rocky! PC loves that, would love that. Okay. Angi, tell me, name three of your favorite vacation spots.
Bali, London, and Japan.
Ooh, those
the
are
three
good.
We've been.
The latest that we've been to, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, Kelwyn, name three things Angi cannot live without.
Me? Makeup? Food?
That was great! That's the first answer. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Angie, you name three things Kelwyn can't live without. I'm sorry, I started it too early. Okay, go.
Me, work, and family.
Oh, that's good!
That's usually my answer counts.
Okay, Kelwyn, this one's for you. Tell us three of your favorite things about Angi.
Three. Cheerful, loving, helping.
Aw, that's so sweet, you guys. I love it. These games are fun. And you guys got all three every time.
You have to.
It's so fun. Okay, now I want to get into the real questions to talk about just you guys and your life. So, Kelwyn, why don't you share with us, how did you and Angi meet?
How did we meet? Well, it was back in college, definitely.
Yeah.
We belong to the same fellowship. We were just friends back then. We met in college. College That's friends.
Awesome. Which is how many years ago?
12 years ago.
12 years ago.
12 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. That is awesome. So you guys like went to the same fellowship, was it there on your campus, the fellowship, or was it just something in your town?
It was an Indonesian Christian fellowship in Columbus, Ohio.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. And you guys met there and you were friends. Like, how long were you friends before, like, you felt like a spark or an attraction?
Ooh.
Let's see.
We don't even know when we start to have the attraction. Like, it's just, like,
something gradual.
Yeah, definitely.
We were only friends. I guess we became closer when we came back to Indonesia.
Yep.
We met more often and things blossomed from there.
Wow, that's awesome. So you guys were friends, like you were really like buddies, and then
friends.
Yeah.
We weren't even really buddies, just regular friends.
That friends will never like know that we will be dating at that time.
Yeah.
Like they won't predict. Yeah.
They wouldn't ever believe it.
Like sort of that person you see every week, but you're not particularly close to.
That's true.
Yeah, initially.
And then you move back, and you're both living in the same town, or were you living separately? Like in different cities?
Same town. We were in Jakarta.
But I went back first, so he contacted me and asked about how is work life in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. So that's where we start becoming friends after we come back to Indonesia for good from the US.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So then one day you just like hung out, and then it was like you realized it's more like a date? Like that?
I think we accomplished one of our dating couple at the time. Like we go on a like double date, but at that time we are not dating, we're just accompanying them. And yeah, I think we got close from there, right?
That's a good tip for some of our friends. Ask some friends along. You never know what will happen.
No, that's so true.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, you guys are super sweet. And if my husband were here today doing this interview, he would have requested for Kelwyn to bring your vows, because this is what Kelwyn is kind of famous and known for, his romantic vows. Like the story, I wasn't there because I was in the US, but the story is, or the legend is, like that he wrote the most romantic vows that anyone's ever heard, and then you memorize them.
Yeah.
Do you still memorize them?
Partly, I guess.
Do you want to share them?
I think he's embarrassed. He's shy.
That was a one-time moment.
We
can always share the videos.
She's holding it in her heart. She has them in her heart.
It's the best vow.
It's so awesome. I was like, I don't want to put him on the spot like that, but I kind of just did. I'm sorry. But it's so sweet. You guys are really a sweet, sweet couple. Okay, so tell us how you became a Christian, or how did you meet Jesus?
Yeah, since like what Kelwyn said just now, we are in the same fellowship. And in that fellowship, we felt love like from the people there. And we are, we didn't know, like even though we are in a different religion, they still like want to approach me and then sometimes questions about my belief. And that's where I think I started to notice a difference amongst this fellowship. I was like, how can they be so loving towards us annoying people? And yeah, I think that's where I start to believe in their God, but it comes gradually. Mm-hmm. I prayed to God, like, if their God is true, then please answer my prayer and show it to me, because I cannot see you. And then I went along with their retreat, like a fellowship retreat, and somehow God answered my prayer at that time, and then it went through a teaching, and then I was like, wow, this God that I've just prayed maybe once, he actually answered my prayer. I was like, that is amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I tell them, like, you know what, I think your God answers my prayer, so how do I go from here? I don't understand. I said, do you want to pray and receive Christ? I said, okay. Then that's where I believe.
That's awesome. And then you just started joining the fellowship.
Are
you already joined the fellowship at that point?
Just for fun at that time, because we need friends, right?
Yeah.
In the same place, same college.
That's so awesome. That's so great. So then you met Kelwyn there.
Yeah.
Were you already going to that fellowship?
More for hangouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we were lucky that the fellowship there was a very supportive, conducive, and loving fellowship.
Yeah.
I think each of us has mentors who discipled us as well. For me, I initially became more interested on why people believe in Christianity, the to reasoning. I'm more of a why and a how type of person, and the apologetic side of it intrigued me. I thought the, for example, the Daniel 9 prophecy, the 77 weeks, was some very fascinating about how the coming of Christ was told in the Old Testament. It came through in the New Testament. Get me thinking, and thought, I'll give it a try. But of course, the more important thing is being in a loving and supportive fellowship, which made you curious about why can they do that?
That's so awesome. That's so important. And that you guys had mentors that were people that were there to be able to lead you and guide you. That was a big, I think that was a big part in mine and Pastor Chris's walk, and you know, learning to walk in this journey with Jesus, is we had mentors and they walked with us for like 2 years. And it's so, so important. Man, that's so awesome. And here you are today. How many years later?
I think I received Jesus in 2009.
2009.
Yeah, and I got baptized in 2010.
Wow. Yeah. All these years later. What about you? Was it about the same?
Around the same time.
Yeah, the same. 2009.
So cool. So were you also, did you come to Christ in this same fellowship?
Yes.
So you guys have a lot of roots and similarities.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so great.
We have like similar college, similar friends, even similar jobs.
Yeah. Man, that is so awesome. I love that. Okay, well, you know, we've been in this COVID-19 pandemic mode for, gosh, it's like maybe 5 months now, is it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So for you guys, like, how's life been? Like, has there been, I don't know, any difficult seasons for you during this time? I know some people, you know, have dealt with all kinds of things, like just loneliness or just the feeling of, you know, being distant from, you know, gathering together, just normal life. But for you guys, do you have any, I don't know, difficult seasons that you've been through during this time?
Definitely. I think everyone's going to be impacted by COVID in one way or another. For me, I lost my dad a couple of months ago, and that was a major moment in my life. But COVID impacted this because his treatment options were severely limited due to travel restrictions. And so we weren't able to travel to seek alternative or other treatments. And that was a big difficulty. But aside from that, I'm grateful life has been pretty normal. But I think nowadays, socializing will be much more difficult because you don't travel as freely as you used to. And also, when you meet new people, there are certain, I don't know, maybe restrictions. For example, I just met, I was in a supply meeting a couple of days ago. These are new people that I've only met at, during that time. So before the meeting, I thought, okay, I plan to do, how are we going to greet each other, right? And okay, maybe an elbow shake is the safest way. So I came into the room. So the first guy, he offered me a handshake. So okay, I'm fine because I'll wash my hand after that. We did a handshake. And then so I thought, okay, maybe handshake is normal here. So I offered a handshake to the second guy and he rejected me. He did the salute type of thing. So different people will have different restrictions or different perception to how severe COVID is. And I guess that makes socializing nowadays a bit of a challenge.
It's so true. So what about you?
I would say the first one's obviously the same as Calvin, but for me, also, I think definitely socializing with friends. I'm an extrovert, so I like to meet friends, go out, and that's what we cannot do right now, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's one of the hardest one for me to do COVID. And I'm also germophobic, so I wash my hands maybe 20-30 times a day. Even after I touch a table, I will wash my hands. It's like frustrating sometimes.
And she reminds me to wash mine as well.
I think, Calvin, don't forget to wash your hands.
It is so true, because this time, like, it's so uncomfortable even going out in public. And, you know, yeah. we haven't seen each other or seen, especially if you're meeting new people, but even meeting with people that we know and you don't know, like, what are they comfortable with? Mm-hmm. And it just, you automatically feel, like, uncomfortable. Yeah. We went out last night to just, my husband never goes out of the house, very rarely. And then I'll just go out for, you know, like, if we have something at church, like for a recording like this, or to the grocery store, like that's just about it. And I know, like, even yesterday being out in the mall, it didn't even feel good because everybody has masks on. Somebody is saying hello to us on the escalator. We didn't even really know exactly who it was because their face is covered. You know, it's just, it's so different. These times are so different. But okay, so tell me, what has been amazing during this time? Has there anything that's been just like, you've learned that's been great, that maybe something that's, I don't know, like that's changed?
For me, I think exercising. Like, ooh. I used to be not a big fan of exercising, but since there's COVID, we must increase our immunity. Yeah. We have to be health conscious. So right now, yeah, I do morning walks every single day. If it's not raining. If yeah. it's raining, then I'll go to an evening, but definitely more health conscious. And I think being close with family members, because we are all at home, mm-hmm. we are not going out, so we spend more time. I spend more time with him, with my in-laws. Yeah, I think that's a precious time that we have to cherish at yeah. this moment. Yeah,
that's so good. That's so awesome. What about you?
Well, I'm more of a reserved kind of person, so yeah. I'm fine with staying at home, yeah. Netflix and chill. And yeah, I did some home exercise. It is very important nowadays to yeah. take care of your health. Not only is it good for you, but if you get sick, the medical staff is also probably sort of afraid to see you as well. So, yeah. And it will put you at risk as well to go to medical facilities.
Yeah.
So it is of great importance to take care of your health,
yeah.
take care of what you eat and exercise.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so important. That's one thing that we've been trying to do. We've had a lot more family time than before, which has been good.
Yeah.
We have fun, like, game nights with Gabriel and the three of us, and it's been really good. Those are some things that I think about, like, when we go back to normal, what are some things that I want to keep that I've learned in this season, and that, like, family time and exercise. We've been trying to do that, yeah. but still working on getting a disciplined schedule of that, but that is true. Eating healthy, exercising so that we can keep our bodies strong so that
yeah.
we can stay healthy. So good. Okay, I have some surprise questions. These are the fun ones for you guys. Okay, Angi, last week Gary was on and I had him share of his proposal to his fiance. So I would love to ask now, from a girl's perspective, what was Kelwyn's proposal to you?
Look at his face, he's like so shy. I think proposal is all about the heart. I mean, at that time, I know he is unprepared because we are Chinese. So before proposing to a girl, he have to talk to the parents and everything. And once the parents are okay, he just want to move on. And then he was like, okay, I'll just propose her in, I think he proposed me in a car at that time with a fake ring, because he doesn't know my size yet,
yeah.
like my ring size.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what he did.
It's not a fake ring. It's an origami ring.
Yeah. So he make it himself.
Oh.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. I still have it at home.
Dude, that's so
yeah,
sweet.
I still have it at home. Because it's a pretty good moment to cherish. Yeah,
yeah, that is so sweet.
Yeah, and then he gave me the ring. I think about half or 8 months later.
Yeah,
in Bali. Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
You take a special trip to Bali for that occasion.
Actually,
I think there was
there's
friend's
a friend's wedding.
Wedding.
Oh, yeah. So he made use of the opportunity.
Yeah, that was a perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
That's yep. awesome. Actually, my husband proposed to me in the car also.
Oh, high five then.
He's leaving the room right now. And I think it's really sweet. It was a real sweet, like an intimate personal moment. And so
yeah.
it doesn't have to be all like that.
Yeah.
So it's great. And look at you guys today, because it is about the heart. And
yeah.
you guys are happy and still in love today. So that brings me to my next question, surprise question for Cohen. In our church, we have a lot of singles, like you guys know that, that are praying and waiting for that special someone. So what advice do you have for those single guys out there that are watching and they're thinking like, man, how can I find a love like Kelvin and Angie's?
Whoa. Advice for the single guys. Let me see. Well, first the question is, have you identified someone as a someone that you are actively pursuing? If yes, then I think the next step is to, of course, take action. It's like faith without action means nothing. In the same sense, chasing after a lady without action is also nothing. Well, if you haven't found the right person yet, well, start probably looking around you,
praying about it.
Maybe talk to someone about who might be suitable, what he or she likes. Because at the end of the day, love is, to me, love is more an action than a feeling. Over the long run, your relationship with your spouse is not all cherry blossom like what you see in the movies, but it's a journey of love where which is how you love one another, more of the actions you do towards one another.
Yeah.
That's the marriage journey is. And hence, it's how you love your partner, what action you do towards one another.
That's so awesome. That's the sweetest thing. And then also maybe from you guys' experience, like in your fellowship or your church is a great place to look around.
Yeah.
Going on double dates with your friends is a great plan,
actually,
right?
Actually, church is a very good place.
It's a great place, yeah.
Because we can understand like how their relationship with other people, how they behave and how they react with those around them. Because I believe like when you are pursuing someone, you'll be very, very nice. Like you'll be very sweet.
Yeah.
Like you put 100%, but it can be different towards other people. And that's where we can see people's true characteristics, I guess.
Yeah.
Through the fellowship. Yeah.
It's so true. That's so good. Seeing them in a different setting.
Yeah.
And that's always safer too. Like finding people in a group of friends, finding someone in a group of friends and hanging out.
True.
And a lot of times it doesn't have to be like directly asking someone for a date. You can start slow by hanging out with a group of friends. How do you get to know a person more? How do you get more chance of interacting with one another? For example, going to church, participating in life groups, hangouts. That kind of activities leads you to know more about each other as well.
Yeah, that's so good. Anything else? I don't know, like any other love advice that you guys think of that you want to share here as we end?
Is there any?
I can't see us being love doctors.
You're great. All of your advice has been so good.
I guess that's not really an advice, but at least for me, by nature, I'm more shy and reserved. So maybe for the introverted type of guys out there, you need to go out more, socialize and hang out.
Yeah.
You sort of have to push yourself to get to know more people. That way, you know more about yourself and you know more about other people as well.
Yeah, it's so good. What about you, Angie, for the ladies?
I think for me, like what my mentors like tell me, before you try to find the right person, just be the right person first. So we first have to manage our relationship with God all the time, making sure that we are on track spiritually, if you want a guy that is spiritually okay, if you want a guy that loves God, that you have to be self love God first. So so I think for the girls, don't look for someone like perfect, but try to improve ourselves, our relationship with God. Yeah, and the right person will come to you, I guess.
So true. That's so
true. Nice.
And keep on praying it.
Yeah.
Don't stop praying.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Praying and asking God to send the right person in the right time. Because He does.
He does.
I believe, you know, we know that God's word says that He created marriage and He created relationships. Yeah. And so when we just get ourselves right and we fill ourselves completely with God and we're complete and whole in Him, as we're walking along, He'll bring the right person to join us. It's so awesome. I'm so excited. Well, okay, maybe we'll close in prayer and then, we can close out this time together. Thank you, guys. All right, let's pray. Lord, I just thank you, God, for this couple, for Kelwin and Angi today, Lord. And God, I thank you, Lord, for their hearts, God, to be able to share their relationship and their stories here with us today. And God, I just pray, Lord, for them that you would continue to bless their relationship and their family, Lord, as they follow you, God. Lord, we can all see, Lord, your light in them, God, everywhere they go and whoever's around them, Lord. It's very evident. And God, we just thank you, Lord, for the things that you're doing and what you're going to do in their lives. And Lord, we want to pray right now for anybody that's listening, that they are praying for a special someone to come into their life. Lord, I pray that God, today, that would be the message, Lord, that we would focus on our relationship with you and let you fill every part of our hearts first. And Lord, as we do that, and then we pray and share our desires with you about that spouse, Lord, that we'll have one day, I pray that Father, you would just lead them, God, Lord, directly to that path, to that special person. And God, we just pray, Lord, for ones that are praying about that, Lord, you would bring that person into their life, Father. And we pray for godly relationships in this church, Lord. And we believe that, and we know that, Lord, you see and you care for every desire that we have in our hearts. And Lord, we pray that you meet every need, God, of every person listening. And God, more than anything, that your presence, God, would just fill their hearts and fill their lives, Lord. I thank you, God, for this week and this day, Lord. And God, we just praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Thank you guys for joining us today. Man, we love you guys.